Welcome back. You're listening to Getting Ahead in Business. It's the only business program in the tri-state area, and we're on every Wednesday night from 6 to 7. The only time that I'll come on earlier, if there's a baseball game, and sometimes I come on early, if it's a rain out a night before. But to get the up-to-date list and to have you on my email, e-blast, email me at milton@gettingaheadinbusiness.com and say, Susan, please put my email in the e-blast, okay? That's to all my listeners. Okay, we waited all week. She comes on every month. She's a good contributor for the program. Maybe I don't need to introduce her, but I will. She's the president of Woodbridge Chamber, one of the best chambers in the state of New Jersey, or maybe the United States. Welcome tonight, Karen Barnes, president.
Thank you very much, Milton. I'm always happy to be here.
Right. Karen, how many years have you been president?
This is my 11th year, Milton, and it really flew by when I looked at the calendar.
Okay. Did you see many changes in the past years?
Yes, obviously in the last, I made some changes when I came on, and, everyone has their own leadership style, and I try to bring that to the chamber, and I certainly, as we all have, seen so many changes in the past year to 15 months, I would say.
What has been some of the ups and downs this past 14 months?
Well, we've had, many of our members struggle to keep their businesses open, struggle with their finances. We've tried to help them with some of the county programs that are available to them. There were some grants from Middlesex County, so we had tried to help them get some of those funds. We also tried to help them with the PPP loans that were available. Some of our members that are in banking were very helpful to them. We've also tried to help educate them into maybe a new way of doing business or a new way of contacting people. We all now live in this Zoom world, which I hope we get back to face-to-face. We have some things planned here at the chamber face-to-face, but, as we all know, the numbers are going up, and we need to, be careful, and we need to follow the guidelines, and hopefully we can do that so that all of us can stay safe.
Okay, I think I know you have things under control. What's happening going forward for the past, going forward for the next few months? What's happening? What's excitement happening at the chamber?
Well, we have three things scheduled in September, which is really, it will be busy for us. And we've not been that busy in a long time, so I'm excited about it. On Wednesday, September 8th, we have a networking event at Bahama Breeze, which is located on the parking lot of the Woodbridge Mall on Route 1 North. And that's from 4 to 6 p.m. So they have a beautiful outdoor setting. The management there is Jesse. He's very good to us and really very welcoming to our members. So he's going to host a great evening for us of music, fun, networking, some games, getting to know some new people. So we're very excited about our networking event that will happen on the 8th of September from 4 to 6 at the Bahama Breeze at the Woodbridge Center Mall.
Okay, and even if you're not a member, they could attend? Is there a cost?
Everyone is welcome. It's $15 if you're a member, and it's $20 if you're a prospective member. They can email us and email me directly at karen@woodbridgechamber.com. Our website, woodbridgechamber.com, has everything on it. You can go on there, see our beautiful flyer, and register right there if you like. But if that's not what you are comfortable doing, you could call us at 732-636-4040. Or certainly email me.
Oh, Karen, will it be where the people who come in, the business people, they have to wear masks?
Well, it's an outside event. So depending on what the protocols are, 2 weeks from now, Milton, I don't know. I mean, outdoors right now, we don't have to wear masks, but they are suggesting that at indoor events we wear masks. So we'll follow whatever the protocols are up to the minute. We do try to stay up on that. I'm on a call every week with the New Jersey State Chamber of Commerce to keep myself up on what it is we need and should be doing here at the Woodbridge Chamber.
What's the other two functions happening?
So on September 17th, it's a Friday, we're going to have our 21st annual Mayor's Breakfast. And every year for the past 20 plus years, we have been hosting an event that we choose a topic along with the mayor here in Woodbridge, Mayor John McCormick. And we bring in a panel of experts to talk about what that topic is. And this year I find it to be a very timely one. The topic is a discussion of mental health in the workplace. And Dr. Bonnie Nolan is going to be our moderator. And we have two speakers. One is from Rutgers University. She's Amy Spagnola. She's going to talk about wellness is everyone's business. And we have a Janine Barrett. She's going to talk about the business, environmental, and interior design of optimal mental health. So mental health is one of those things that we haven't always talked a lot about. And now with COVID and things that are happening not only in the workplace but at home as well, we thought that this was a very timely topic. And we are getting a great response with that Colonia Country Club on Colonia Boulevard in Colonia, and that's a part of Woodbridge Township. So you'll have breakfast, and you can participate with this excellent group of speakers and hopefully take away some knowledge that you can use in your own life or share in your work life.
And the third thing, the big thing in October, I guess it is?
Yes, the big thing. Well, we actually have a women's leadership on September 29th, which is called Lights, Camera, Action. And we have three women who work in different types of theater. But they are going to each talk about how in the world that we live in our business life, we are always on. We are always speaking to one another. We're, you know, selling whatever it is we might be working on, a project, a product, whatever that might be. So that is on the 29th, and that's at our, we have a little theater here in Woodbridge. It's called the Avenel Performing Arts Center, and that we that's where we're going to host that. So that's the third event in September. And Milton, as you mentioned, our awards dinner is on October 20th, and we have a great group of honorees this year. Our Citizen of the Year is David Hutt. He is from Hutt and Shimanowitz, a law firm that's been here in town for over 60 years. Lisa Rosario is from the Excel Urgent Care Company, which that facility is on Route 1 here in Woodbridge. And they have really stepped up to help our community during this pandemic. So we have and we have lots of others. We're just sending out the press release today.
Okay, and the biggest thing, you got to mention his name because he'll be upset with us. The new chairman.
Well, actually, our chairman-elect is Manny Exidius from Bigger Fish Marketing. So our chairman of the board right now is Andy Serkis
from
Northfield Bank.
Right.
And in January, Manny Exidius takes over as our chairman of the board, and he's been doing a great job, you know, helping Angie over these past 2 years and certainly helping me, and he will be the chairman of the board come January.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to get her fired earlier, so I'm glad you corrected.
Oh, no.
I'm glad you
there,
okay. We got 1 minute. You have to sum it up. Anything else exciting?
Those are the things that we have that are coming up that are really exciting, and we're just looking for people to be safe, come back out when you feel comfortable, and I hope that's very soon. And we're trying to offer things. Like I said, the event on September 8th is outdoors. So if you're comfortable coming outdoors, that's the event that you should try to come to. But at all of our events, we'll follow the protocol, social distancing. We've chosen venues where we can spread out, have fewer people at the tables. So we're doing our very best to be safe and encourage people to come out.
I'm sure you are. One more time, give you a website and the email they could reach out to you, the listeners.
They can reach me at Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at woodbridgechamber.com. And email me any of your questions. Our website is www.woodbridgechamber.com.
Karen, it's always a pleasure. Say hello to Nancy for us. And
I will.
And just have a great week and stay out of trouble.
I'll do my very best, Milton. Thanks again for having me on. I am always very grateful that you asked me to come on your
Thank
show.
Thank you. Well, it's a pleasure to have you. We'll be right back. Let's go to our sponsors.